This is the VNet Radio Podcast.
Let's say good morning to Brian Marshall, who is the Virtual Chief Information Officer at VNet and a first-time guest here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Alan. Thank you. I appreciate you having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about just kind of, if you can give us some, you know, layperson's terms as to what's been going on with the breaches, what's been going on with the exchange servers.
Sure. So, I mean, what makes this particularly interesting is exchange servers are servers that have been around a really long time. If you use Outlook on your computer, it was likely, at least back in the day, attached to an Exchange server. Now, many of us have moved to Office 365 to use that Outlook, but in a lot of cases, businesses had their own email server. You know, before the cloud existed, the only way to have email is to have an on-premise Exchange server. So these Exchange servers have been around for a long time, and Microsoft continues to put out versions of Exchange server, and people have them. Well, what happened is the bad guys, as I like to call them, figured out a way to compromise all those Exchange servers. So Microsoft put out what they call a zero-day patch that you know, was big enough to hit the news, where people had to patch their Exchange server. What makes that difficult is a lot of people don't have their own IT company, right? They don't have an IT person on staff. So now you have all of these people that have this mail server living at their organization that has is basically wide open yelling to the world, hey, come in here and compromise me, and you have to scramble to try to get that fixed. So you can imagine the angst that that puts on a business owner who, you know, spun up an Exchange server 4 years ago, or his nephew did it for him before he went off to college, and now all of a sudden he's left trying to figure out how to make this thing more secure. So, you know, one of the things that we like to talk about is making sure that you're getting all of your patches and you're keeping up on that data and you're keeping your Exchange server patched. But probably even a bigger point would be asking yourself, why do I have an Exchange server? In this day and age, why have I not moved to Office 365? Why am I not moving my information to the cloud? And I always like to put it like this, like, why am I suddenly an IT company? Okay, so if I make, you know, auto parts, why am I also running my own server to have email when there's a service out there that will patch all this for me? It lives in the cloud. I can get to it from anywhere. When a pandemic hits, I don't have to open up holes to allow people to get to it. Everything is sort of taken care of for me, and I am not in a boat where I'm suddenly having to put on my I'm an IT manager hat when really I'm really good at making breaks.
Right. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for people to have to come to grips with. So, yeah, at VNet we had to scramble. We don't use an Exchange server because we moved to the cloud, you know, several years ago. And many of our customers we've moved, but there were customers that we had, and of course because they're, you know, part of our Titan program, we're watching for these alerts and bulletins, and we're patching their systems. So the day that that came out, we had, you know, probably 60 servers we had to patch. And so, you know, that night we had a team of people that went by hand to each one of those servers and made sure that they were patched so that our customers would not become compromised.
Let me just ask you real briefly, Brian. I mean, sure. Obviously people put off updating everything. I mean, it's just the way we are, but is some of the reason that people were resistant to, using an Exchange server in the cloud, is some of it still that idea that the cloud isn't secure? Because people still carry those ideas around.
Right. I think there's something about that. I think people like to say, ooh, I've got it over there. I can touch it.
Okay.
And we're often
right.
Afraid of things that we can't touch. So I know my email's over there in the corner on that box. I paid $10,000 for that thing, and my email's in there, and I know it's good, and I can hug it, and it's mm-hmm. and it's right there. The problem with that is that the second I buy that box and put it there, it's out of date. And now right. I have a responsibility as the owner of that to care for it. You could kind of think of your server as a pet, right? You can't
right.
just get a pet and just let them run wild, right? You have
yes.
to take care of them all of the time. So that server is like your pet or your child, and you need to nourish it, and you need to update it, and you need to protect it. And people often miss that step. And it's honestly way less secure to have that server living in your infrastructure. So if I'm out in the cloud, which I'm not here to tell you that the cloud is 100% secure and nothing's ever been breached in the cloud or anything along those lines, But if somebody in this instance on that exchange server were to compromise it, they use that as what we call a pivot point to be able to pivot onto the network and start infecting other things. Mm-hmm. So not only is my email affected, but now all the computers on my network are affected. That's where it becomes scary.
Right.
So we kind of talk about, why do I want to have openings into my internet connection that comes back to my office? Every one of those openings that I open up is a way for a bad guy to get in.
Right, right. Absolutely. Let's talk about the Titan services that VNet offers and everything that involves, because that's really, with a situation like this, you have to have something in place.
Yeah, so what differentiates our Titan program from a lot of other programs is that it is managed services. Okay, managed services basically, for in layman's terms, means, you know, we're your outsourced IT. We're going to come in and make sure you're patched. We're going to make sure you have antivirus. We're going to make sure that you've got spam filtering. We're going to make sure that your applications run. We're going to make sure that your PCs are healthy and that the hard drives are good and not going to crash. And we're going to do all the things as if you had a full-time IT staff.
Mm-hmm.
What makes us a little bit different is that we do it for one fixed fee. So we come into your business, and, you know, probably 15 years ago, we sat around a table, Joel Duderman, our owner, and a bunch of people sat around a table, and we said, we've been offering, and I'm going to put it in air quotes here, managed services, where we would sell people a bunch of hours for the, you know, for the month, and if they used up those hours, then we would just bill them after that, which sounded fair, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we had no skin in the game to make sure their things were always working. The minute we said, for a fixed fee, you can open up as many tickets as you want, it meant that we had to become very proactive to make certain that you weren't getting infected and to make sure that your systems weren't going to crash.
Right.
Because if we allow those things to happen, then it starts costing us more money. So that's what we do in that Titan program, is we're looking out for these problems, because if we don't patch that and you get compromised, we're now on the hook for getting you, you know, uncompromised, if you will, or, you know, picking up the pieces and sort of doing the respond part of the system.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the benefits of the program, of the Titan program.
Well, you have 24/7 access to our staff. Okay. So unlike a lot of other places, we are actually staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gives you the ability to get, you know, open up tickets and get help, et cetera. You also get quarterly meetings with a virtual CIO like myself that allows you to do business planning, et cetera, to make certain that you're making good decisions for your IT infrastructure. I'm going to just tell a quick little story there. This is one of those, I have a dentist, and maybe he's listening and we'll say hi, but that went to a conference and bought this $250,000 machine because he was at a booth, et cetera, and he forgot to call me before he did it. And when he got home, was very disappointed to find out that it would not work on his network because there was all these other things that had to happen.
Oh, wow.
Those kinds of things don't happen when you're in the Titan program, because we become an extension of your IT staff. So therefore, we're able to make certain that we're having regular meetings, and the buying decisions you make are going to work on the network you have, and or we can plan for the future so that those things will work.
I think there's probably a danger, and you can tell me if I'm right here. There's probably a danger of some of your clients who do know quite a bit about cybersecurity. They know quite a bit about software, computers, and they assume, well, I probably know enough to keep things safe. That's one of those things in life where, like a guy can work on his car, but there are things that happen with your car that you need a mechanic. You need to take it to a specialist.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's part of that. And it's also, do you have the time?
Yes.
So you could be great at working on your car, but does that mean you do all of the maintenance right on time? Or the other things in your business that honestly are more important to your bottom line, mm-hmm. or at least would seem to you, the entrepreneur that owns this business, these are the things that make me money. You know what doesn't make me money? My computer's running well.
Right.
But you know what'll cost me a lot of money? Is my computer's not running really well.
Right.
So we take for granted that things will just always work. So I have very, very smart people that understand this stuff inside and out that still realize I need somebody else to look at this because I'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the thing I'm going to worry about.
Yeah, it's interesting when you were talking about on-premise exchange service and you were saying they're like a pet. I was thinking they're like a Tamagotchi. You keep it in your pocket long enough and it's going to die on you because you're not paying attention to it.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, of course, one of the things you learn when you study this world is there are a lot of acronyms. And before we went on the air, I confess I didn't know what NIST is or how to exactly say NIST. Tell me about the NIST cybersecurity framework.
Sure. So NIST stands for National Institute of Standards and Technology. It was basically put out by the government, the Commerce Department. They put out sort of a guideline for here's all the things that one should do to protect themselves and how to respond to any kind of cyber attack. Right. So the government put out a series of guidelines, and at VNet we adhere to that NIST framework. It allows us to get our clients compliance like PCI or SOC 2. I'll just throw more acronyms into the mix here. It's like alphabet soup, right? But basically, what we do, you know what? I'm gonna take this into a way where we're gonna talk about like home security. Okay.
Right.
So when we look at home security, we talk about we want to identify, prevent, detect, respond, and recover. So what does that mean? So we want to identify threats. So when we're looking at our home, we're looking at like a fire or a burglar or nature, and how do we prevent things? Okay, well, we have a door and a window. We've got roof and we've got locks and security lights. Then we have the detect portion, which is our smoke detectors, doorbell cameras, or you might be part of a neighborhood watch. Then we have the respond, the dog, the police, a fire extinguisher. If you're really crafty, maybe a baseball bat. And then we have the recover, right? The repair, the replacement, home insurance, that kind of thing. So when we're truly following the NIST framework and you have someone like VNet watching for you, what we do is we sit down with you and we do a risk assessment. And we identify all of the places that risk is involved in your business when it comes to a potential cybersecurity attack. Now, that sounds really scary and sounds like a lot of work. The good news is we've done this, hundreds of times. And honestly, a lot of businesses have very similar risks. But we do a risk assessment with you because we want to make sure that there's not something specific to your business that we need to be looking out for.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting.
We've identified.
Yes, as I look at, just to make an observation, as I look at that framework, it's interesting. Maybe we think about detecting things and preventing things, but it's the identifying things that's what's most important is that first step of knowing what potentially could be there. And that's why working with VNet can be so productive and so useful because you know what you're looking for before those things happen.
If you don't know what you're looking for, it's really hard to identify it, isn't it?
Yes.
That is the needle in the haystack scenario. So we're going to put the right softwares and people in place to be watching for all of the threats that could come towards your business. Now we got to start preventing things, right? This is where your antivirus comes into place. This is where your SOC monitoring comes into place. This is where we're watching for exfiltration of data, et cetera, because we want to be trying to identify or we want to try to prevent those bad things from happening. Now, if something does happen, okay, because, probably the first thing we should have said is if somebody wanted to hire VNet to secure their network and said, I need you to guarantee me I will be 100% secure and that's the only way we're going to do this, I would tell you to unplug the computer from the internet and fire all the people.
Right.
Right. Because, because the people, honestly, are our biggest problem. You hire all of these people to work in your business and they become the target of these cyber attacks.
Yes.
So we have to put all of these things in place to detect their behavior and make sure that it's, this is Alan working at iHeart doing something good and not somebody pretending to be Alan and doing something bad. So that's what we have to detect.
Right. Or Alan clicking on things that he thinks might be valid, but probably aren't because he hasn't been trained to say, don't click on that. Check the web address of this. Those things are, they're absolutely crucial to security.
Right. And so now who's going to respond? Okay, you know, the fire department's not going to come running for your cybersecurity tax. So now we've got to have a plan in place to be able to respond. And so that's where VNet comes in. And then there's the recover part. Things might happen. Are we restoring from backup? How are we going to get you back to zero when a cyber attack happens? So if we use that analogy of the home, if somebody leaves a towel on the stove and it catches on fire, but the smoke detector goes off and we put it out with a lid, our recovery might be wiping down the counter. Hmm. That's a pretty easy recovery. If we didn't have the smoke detector and somebody did that and the whole wall caught on fire, our recovery might be building a new house. That's not great. So we need to have all of these layers in place so that when something bad happens, not if, but when an attack happens, we have mitigated as much of the potential risk, and our recovery is as easy as just removing a file off of a computer and nothing bad happened, or we restore something from backup because we had good backups. Like, that is where all of this before stuff pays off, is when the recovery is real easy. And, because it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
And also the downtime is minimized. I mean, there's so much, you know, lost time and lost productivity when people are scrambling in the wake of one of these events.
Absolutely. I always say that people are our most expensive part. You know, and when we look at the time and what people cost, and not just what it costs to the business, and to many of your listeners, that's an important part because they're the entrepreneur, right? But there's also the people that work in the business, and their time is valuable to them. And if they have to spend it doing, you know, redoing work from that day, you know, now we've got an employee that's not happy, and not happy employees get jobs other places. Then we have to retrain somebody. There's a domino effect to when something bad goes on your network. And having someone like VNet making sure that that doesn't happen absolutely pays dividends in the long run.
You know, one thing that I wanted to bring up here, and Matt and I have talked about this before, but I think it's a really cogent point, is that often when people hear a conversation like we're having, even entrepreneurs, they'll say, well, that's for a much larger business. There's not a threat to my small business. But, of course, that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, if you think about, if you're the small business owner and something happened to your data, or someone has entrusted you with their data, so I'm a small doctor's office, or I'm a dentist office, or I'm an auto shop, and somebody has entrusted me with their name, their address, and all those things, and that data gets stolen and gets put out there on the dark web and gets sent around, that black eye to your business might be something you can't recover from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That could be very, very devastating to someone. So, you know, there is no too small to be thinking about this. The only other thing I wanted to throw in here before we move out of here is that, you know, when we look at that home security model in the thing that NIST lays out, one of the things that I like to add is education. So I'm sure that Matt has talked to you about this, but it's something that we're really big on at VNet, is that we will come in and educate your employees. We put them through training. We give them, you know, monthly tests, and they're easy, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that your people, because they are the biggest target, are prepared. Because we can do all of these things and put all of these protections in place, but if you let employees just run around having no idea, if we don't tell the kid not to run with scissors, he's going to poke his eye out.
Sure.
So we got to make sure that people know it's not okay to leave a rag on the stove, because way better to not ever get infected than to catch it early.
And I think also, I mean, and I'll be perfectly honest, I'm speaking of my experience in my company, but there are people who are very intelligent that you assume, know the smart steps to take when they're online, and they don't. And it's not a comment on their intelligence, it's just a comment on their particular experience and maybe what they do in their spare time. But there are a lot of people that you would assume, they know, I shouldn't click on this, I shouldn't do that, but they don't. So that training
and you
is
know
crucial.
What, yeah, you know when they do it? When they're busy.
Right.
You know, lazy, bored people don't click on those things. Because they have all the time in the world to think about, oh, this might be a cybersecurity attack. I remember being in Brian's class. This will be easy.
Right.
What I try to emphasize when I'm teaching these things is when they're going to get you is when you're busy. It happens when the phone is ringing, two people are standing at your desk, mm-hmm. you get this email, and it has a timed reaction. That's when you make the mistake. It's not because you're stupid. It's not because you don't you lack intelligence. It's because you were too busy to take a breath and make a good decision. You would never make that decision if you had your wits about you. So it's important in this training to emphasize to everyone that it's okay to take a breath and it's okay to make a good decision.
Yes, absolutely. As we get down to sort of our last 5 minutes, let's talk about some other ways that VNet helps a business avoid attacks or respond if an attack does happen.
So beyond, you know, just having these frameworks in place, what we do is we have an actual on-site security team, and we actually have an off-site security team. So we have somebody checking our homework. So these alerts and things that are being generated go through our help desk, and we send them through a third-party help desk to check our work and make certain that we're not missing anything. And that help desk is something that is based out of the United States. We're really proud of the fact that we're doing all of that work, you know, here. We're not sending that off, you know, overseas at night for somebody else to do it. We're doing it all, and actually in this case, it's all being done in Pennsylvania. It's a place out of Pittsburgh that's doing it right now. But we pride ourselves on keeping these things local and keeping them here. We want to make certain, not because we don't think we're doing a great job, but we want to make sure that we have somebody else checking our homework. Because, you know, if you're the one implementing things, sometimes you might be too close to it to see that there could be a potential problem. So we have somebody else check our work.
Yeah. Well, it always helps to have extra eyes on things, as long as they're eyes you trust, right?
Right. And and we vet them very well before that happens, for sure.
I'm sure.
The other thing that, you know, that we pride ourselves on is our spam filtering. So we don't, you know, we advocate people moving to Office 365, and I think that that's really important that everyone understands that is our standard and where we like to see people go. But whether you have an on-premise Exchange server, or you're in Office 365, or use Gmail or whatever you might use, we find it really important that we're scanning that mail before it gets to you. I think you've talked on the show a couple other times about how that clicking on that link in that email, that's the place where they get you,
yes.
Okay? And there's no better time than right now than targeting you with get your stimulus check here, you know,
right.
CARES Fund Act money. Like, these are the topics that make me go, ooh, I want to click on that. And now all of a sudden I've got myself into a world of hurt and we're sending emails all over the country and, you know, we're making a bigger mess for lots of people. We put a spam filter in place that not only checks for those links and checks for viruses, et cetera, but it also watches your Office 365 account. So if you clicked on the link and you gave away your password and you did all of those things, it will let us know that your account's been compromised and is starting to do bad things, so we can get in front of it before it becomes a problem.
Well, it's all great stuff. And I guess a good part of it is, if you are a business owner and you're listening and you're saying, well, I'd really like to begin this process because I think it's just the absolute wisest thing to do, it's really easy to pretty much start the process with you folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. They can visit us at our website at, you know, vnet.us. They can also, you know, come in and give us a call, 833-9111. And if they just dial extension 444, they'll be able to talk to somebody. We are here to help. We're an Erie company. We're an Erie company that, you know, has put ourselves downtown to make sure that we're in the heart of it all, to make sure that we are going to be here and stand for this community and make certain that everybody's business can continue to work. I mean, it's one of the biggest compliments that we receive is that, you know, boy, since we moved to the Titan program, it's like our stuff just always works. Like,
yeah,
that's a great compliment. I really don't love hearing, boy, your guys are here all the time and we really like them. I mean, that's nice too, but not as great as, boy, since we had Megan on board, we don't really have any problems anymore. That's the best compliment that we can have. So, you know, please visit us at our website, like I said, vnet.us, and check us out and make sure that, you know, you give us a call. We're happy to help.
All right, Brian Marshall, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.